And now we meet the new mayor of La Crosse. He was elected in April to a four-year term in a very narrow race, claiming 51% of the vote. In campaigning, he talked about homelessness. He talked about equity and what to do about the environmental crisis, PFAS contamination, which is where we will start with. Do you live in La Crosse? What questions do you have for the new mayor? How concerned are you about PFAS in your drinking water? 800-642-1234 to join in. Mayor Mitch Reynolds, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks so much, Kate. It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me on.
So the forever chemicals, PFAS, found in hundreds of residents' wells on French Island, how extensive is the pollution?
Well, that's still part of what's being studied, actually. Tested, analyzed, you know, it's extensive, certainly, on French Island, but it's worthwhile to note that, you know, these chemicals are everywhere. It's, you know, this particular situation is getting a lot of attention, certainly right now. But there's communities all over the United States, frankly, who are going to be facing very similar situations if they haven't already. And, you know, as you know, the PFAS chemicals are in things that in the clothes that we wear and the carpets that we stand on and the food that we eat because of what we cook in. It's everywhere, frankly, furniture, you know. So I guess when we talk about how extensive the pollution is, we have to think about just exactly how pervasive these insidious chemicals are in our lives.
Your former mayor told WPR in March that your city has been following the science, following the DNR and health advisors on a testing program, getting bottled water in for tainted private wells. When you follow the science in your term as mayor, what does that mean for residents?
Well, right now, and I'll give you the process, but because it's, you know, I'm not a scientist. We have an environmental consultant. We have a couple of consultants who are working on this project for us. None of us in City Hall have a background that is enough to be able to handle this situation on our own. So we have done what the DNR has required, engaged an environmental consultant who did the initial report for the site investigation as required by the DNR. And now we've been told to continue the investigation, and we're working out a plan to, or our consultant rather is working out a plan to do that now. So again, this group, OS Group, is our, who we're leaning on for the science. So I think that whatever that investigation entails is how we will proceed.
Yeah, and, you know, the city's lawsuit seeking to hold 23 chemical companies accountable for the pollution crisis. How do you want to see these companies held responsible?
Well, just exactly that. I mean, really, at the end of the day, what we're utilizing and what we're seeing all over the United States is in our community and in so many other places. I mean, you've heard about Marinette and certainly in Madison as well. We've seen that these chemicals, as you call them correctly, forever chemicals, they're just insidious and pervasive, and they just never go away. And these chemical manufacturers have provided something that is toxic for us and for our environment. And that's information that they knew many, many years ago. And so we're seeking to hold them accountable for essentially poisoning us. So it's I'm very optimistic that that we will find some justice. And just, you know, we have people in our neighboring community, the town of Campbell. We have people in the city of La Crosse who are impacted by these PFAS contaminants. And then we also have the FAA, which is, you know, again, this goes beyond the manufacturers, but the FAA continues to mandate that we utilize the same firefighting foam that contain these chemicals that this whole investigation has been about. So there's a ton of responsibility, but yeah, finger pointing goes directly to the manufacturers.
There are no state or federal standards that currently exist for PFAS, and the DNR is going, as you know, through the rulemaking process now. How does the lack of a standard affect your city's lawsuit and the mounting litigation here?
Yeah, and you know, that's a really good point. I mean, when we say that there's no standard, I mean, I'm gonna have to defer to, you know, others who know more about this than I do. There are actually standards. They're not permittable standards. I think I'm getting that language right. Forgive me if I'm not. But the DNR, I can't remember exactly what that term is, but they're looking at 20 parts per trillion, right? The EPA is looking at 70 parts per trillion. And then there are states who have regulated well beyond or well below the 20 parts per trillion. So are there permittable standards right now? No, but there's still some level of standards. I'm not entirely sure how that impacts, frankly, what our lawsuits look like or what our legal action looks like at this point. It does help us focus on the levels of highest or the areas of highest need.
Well, when you look at one area of high need, which is French Island residents, and pick this apart for me, they want a permanent supply of clean drinking water. They want compensation for health issues related to PFAS exposure, and they want to recoup the decline in their property values. So what would you say to them in those requests?
When you say they want, what are you referring to exactly?
Well, in the lawsuits and in specifically,
okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about notices of claim to the city of La Crosse. Now, we're not facing a lawsuit right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been notices of claim have been filed within the city of La Crosse. So if that's what you're referring to, is that Kate?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I can't, because that is a now pending legal action, I wouldn't be able to necessarily comment on that. But we are continuing. I think that everybody understands in terms of the water. I think that everybody understands that a municipal water supply is the best solution moving forward for everybody on French Island. It's just a question of who supplies that water.
Will there be replacement of wells? What will happen?
Again, I think everybody, as I mentioned, and I say everybody, but the leadership in the town of Campbell, as well as the city of La Crosse, and I believe that the DNR is probably seeing this as well, our La Crosse County government. I think everybody is looking. Everybody who's is paying attention to this, who's focused on this, understands that a municipal water supply is the ultimate solution for these issues, not individual residential wells. So. That's really not a viable solution. And the leadership of the town of Campbell and the county of La Crosse and others realize that that's not something that's going to be viable in the future, that a municipal water supply of some kind, whether that's through the town of Campbell or the city of La Crosse or perhaps city of Onalaska, we're not entirely sure at this point, but that is going to be the ultimate solution.
And so as you talk with the FAA for a waiver to, to figure out how to deal with firefighting foam at the
right.
airport, what has been the response from the federal agency?
Pretty noncommittal, frankly. They're not terribly committal on this in any kind of way. So it's a little disappointing. Frankly, what the response that we've gotten from the FAA. Now they're mandated by congressional decree, if you will, that they have to find a different foam by October. And so far, there's just not a ton of movement on that. So, we're not. We've asked the question. We've asked for the waiver. So far, that has not happened.
We have La Crosse Mayor Mitch Reynolds with us, new mayor, talking about issues on his plate. What questions do you have for the mayor? Are you a resident of French Island in La Crosse County? Is your well contaminated? What action do you want to see? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with Mitch Reynolds, who was sworn in as La Crosse's 43rd mayor in April. The city of La Crosse, as we've been talking about, filed a lawsuit in March naming nearly two dozen chemical companies, alleging their products containing PFAS chemicals caused the contamination of public and private wells. How do you think La Crosse and other cities have handled the PFAS crisis? What do you want to see from a Western Wisconsin approach on this issue, on issues of homelessness, the COVID economy? 800-642-1234 to join in. La Crosse Mayor Mitch Reynolds is with us for about 9 more minutes. Mayor, before we move on, quick question. Where you are in Western Wisconsin on the border of Minnesota, in 2018, Minnesota settled its lawsuit with 3M, received $850 million from 3M for discharging PFAS used in the making of their Scotchgard, that stain and water repellent. What are you watching for as your neighbor Minnesota battles PFAS?
Yeah, I think we're taking our cues, and I guess I am. I'm not part of we have a legal team that's working on holding manufacturers accountable, and I haven't been part of those internal discussions with that team. We're leaving that up to them. But we are definitely taking our cues, I think, as everyone else is, from those who are, whether it be Minnesota or Marinette, we're taking our cues from those who have been impacted and how the efforts to hold the manufacturers accountable. I mean, it's, you know, we're not, yeah, I think that probably similar strategies would be involved. But again, I'm not creating that legal strategy from the mayor's office. We're relying on our legal team for that.
Let's go now to COVID and vaccinations. How do you feel about the vaccination rates you're seeing in La Crosse County and in the surrounding region?
You know, it felt really, really good. As I think a lot of folks would say in the state, it felt really, really good, the progress we were making for a while. And I'm not sure what percentage we're up to now. And then everything just fell off a cliff and people just stopped getting vaccines for whatever reason. And it's a little disappointing, but not surprising. I definitely would like to see a higher level of vaccination, as I think most folks would, who are at least those who want to get vaccinated. But certainly there's just people who don't feel that's a priority for them. And it's a little disappointing. And I've been working with county health to try to encourage folks to take advantage of the vaccines. Obviously, plentiful supply, lots of opportunities to still get vaccinated. Certainly would encourage anybody out there to just so that we can make sure that we're arming ourselves against the Delta variant and how quickly that spreads and trying to make sure that we're on the path forward and make that permanent.
How has the city of La Crosse weathered the pandemic? What have you seen?
You know, the pandemic was tough, just like it was everywhere else. I mean, economically, we rely on tourism a lot as part of our economy. It's a huge part of our economy in not only the city of La Crosse, but the county of La Crosse as well. But the bounce back has been pretty nice to see so far. I mean, we're starting to see really a lot of activity. We do have a lot of individuals who really, really struggled and are struggling to get back on their feet post-pandemic. And what we're planning to do is utilize the ARPA funding to get some direct aid to individuals. I've heard stories of folks who have, you know, they spent much of the last 16 months being laid off and had to put utilities on credit cards. And in some cases, not only just buy groceries, but again, pay the utility bills and borrow money to pay rent. And to get folks just back on their feet. And I think that's what Congress intended with the American Recovery Plan. We need to get some aid to folks right away. We've just received our first installment of that funding and are working on a plan right now to get aid to folks who need it as quickly as possible.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mitch Reynolds, mayor of La Crosse. He was elected in early April. What questions do you have? Do you live in La Crosse? What do you want to know from the new mayor? What are the priorities that you have for a mid-sized Wisconsin city? 800-642-1234. Looking at the issue of homelessness, something that you have been very concerned about, and as you see your economy starting to recover, what type of issues are you dealing with in La Crosse with homelessness?
Well, the numbers are really hard to pin down sometimes, but we do have a sizable population of folks who are unsheltered. And on a regular basis, and they're, you know, just again, chronically homeless folks. And then we have a lot of people that are teetering on the verge of a brink of homelessness right now within our community. And again, those are the types of people that I'm looking to help with our ARPA funding allocation.
The American Rescue Plan Act. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what we're And you know, part of our planning is trying to gather all of the resources together. So we have a number of service agencies who work with homelessness on a regular basis here in our community. And they're nonprofit agencies. Also, the county has put in sizable levels of funding to assist with homelessness. There's never been a tremendous amount of leadership from City Hall on this issue, frankly. And what I'm focused on right now is finding some permanent solutions to make sure that there are homes for our chronically homeless. And that's through a Housing First solution.
But you have to have the housing stock for that. Yeah. And that too can be problematic.
I know. We're working on that too. Yeah, there's a lot here, right? Yeah, so that's another huge focus of mine, is making sure we have affordable and quality housing. And you know, you're pointing out, Kate, some very evident issues and problems that we're facing here in this community, is that we need to develop our housing stock to an incredibly significant basis. But we also need to help those who are on, you know, living on the streets, essentially. So it's a multi-tiered process where we're not only focusing on providing more affordable housing within the city of La Crosse. That's going to take some time, but we're working on it. Also working with landlords who do have some properties, because they are out there, and trying to get them to come on board with us to provide a place for people to go. And also just establishing some leadership within City Hall to tackle all these problems, to marshal all the resources together in this community, so that we're all rowing the boat in the same direction.
I want to land here on environmental sustainability plans and policies, and what programs you want to see put in place or are already in place, and you know, just how you see La Crosse fitting into that.
Oh, man, we're doing some dynamic things here in La Crosse right now that were all frankly started before I got here. So I may get to take credit for it at some point, but none of it is something I started. So we just broke ground on our wastewater treatment plant upgrades, which has an amazing approach that they're basically going to go have a process where it'll be able to, you know, that's our biggest utility consumer is our wastewater treatment plant. And we're working on a process there where they'll be able to be self-sustaining. In other words, all of the energy that they use is energy that's created through waste that comes from the wastewater treatment plant. That's really amazing. And that'll help us to get to that carbon neutrality level in 2015 that we're aiming for. But also a lot of the updates that we're doing throughout the city of La Crosse in our municipal buildings with solar panels and energy upgrades and all of those types of things. And then for the folks in the city of La Crosse, we're working on a plan for on-bill financing so they can update their homes, whether this be landlords or homeowners who can update their homes through financing by the city.
A lot going on there. Mayor Reynolds, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kate.
Mitch Reynolds, Mayor of La Crosse. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.